the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf, and today is the fourth and last installment of our survey of the Juno Award nominees for 2026. We're all done with the jazz and the blues. We've got half of the instrumental category to do, and then we'll be on to the roots categories. Probably we will not have time to get all of them in, and indeed the Juno Awards are just this coming Sunday, so we'll see where all of these nominees land in terms of wins. Some really good music this year, but let's get right to it, and we'll begin with a rock duo, unusual for this show, I know, but they are nominated in the instrumental category, and that is Crown Lands, a duo which takes its name from their personal opposition to colonialism in Canada, particularly to the notion of Crown Lands. And it consists of the guitarist, bassist, and keyboardist Kevin Como and the vocalist and drummer Cody Bowles. Neither is actually indigenous, but that is where their heart lies. So they produced two albums just this past summer called Ritual and Ritual 2. It is the latter that is nominated in the instrumental category. Let's hear Crown Lands and Tempest.
Thank you.
was the progressive rock duo Crown Lands. The track was Tempest, taken from their Ritual 2 album. This will not be their first trip to the Junos. In fact, they won the Juno for Best Breakthrough Group back in 2021. The next cut is quite a different one that veers more to the classical, and it's the second nomination at the Junos for the pianist Jean-Michel Blais. And he is largely a classical composer and improviser, and in this instance he has teamed up with the electronic harpist Lara Somogyi, and they produced an album called Désert in honor of their encounter in the desert one day in the area of Joshua Tree, and the music is to denote the sun in the desert. It's quite an interesting album, actually. So let's hear from Lara Somogyi and Jean-Michel Blais, nominated for the album Désert. The track is entitled Ascension. Thank you. That was Jean-Michel Blais and Lara Simonji and Ascension from their collaboration entitled Désert. We'll close out the instrumental category with another pianist, and that is the actress and performer Viviane Audet. She is from Quebec. She works most often with her spouse, Robin Joel Cool. They are in a band called Mentana, and both of them have worked on film and television scores. Her debut, Le Long Jeu, came out in 2006. She has produced four other albums, including this year's nominee, which is entitled Le Piano et le Torrent. From that, let's hear Viviane Audet and Les Galeries. Thank you. Vivienne Naudet and Les Galeries from her album Le Piano et le Torrent. That was the last of our instrumental album nominees. We'll move over now to the roots categories, beginning with traditional roots and a Canadian group from BC called the Aerialists. The Aerialists have been to the Junos before. They're a group that blends Irish, Scottish, and Norwegian folk with progressive rock and jazz, so pretty eclectic. They have been nominated this year for an album released in late 2024, and the album is entitled I Lost My Heart on Friday. They consist of harpist Mary Chambeau, fiddler Elise Burr, and guitarist Adam Iredale Gray, and they formed while actually studying at the Berklee College of Music in the U.S. So let's give a listen now to the Aerialists from the album I Lost My Heart on Friday. Here's the Shoemaker's Daughter set. Thank you. That was the Aerialists and the Shoemaker's Daughter set from their Juno-nominated album, I Lost My Heart on Friday. This is their second trip to the Junos. They previously were nominated for their immediately prior album entitled Group Maneuver. We are going to take our short break now for some PSAs, and we'll be right back after that with more Dark Glasses and more in the Roots categories as we continue and conclude our survey of Juno nominees for 2026. You're listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. Back in a minute.
Telephone Aid Line Kingston is a volunteer-based support service offering confidential, anonymous, and non-judgmental listening support to the Kingston community. If you think you can benefit from talking to one of our volunteers, our phone lines are open every day from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just call 613-544-1771. That's 613-544-1771. With the colder months coming up, we're all using more natural gas in our homes. While it's a reliable and safe energy source, it's super important to keep safety in mind. If you smell something weird, like rotten eggs, it might mean that there's a gas leak. Act fast. Leave the area and call your natural gas provider. Also, don't forget about carbon monoxide. It's odorless and invisible, so make sure you have a working CO2 alarm in your home. Keep your natural gas appliances maintained with annual inspection from a licensed technician to keep your home and family safe this season. For more safety tips, visit utilitieskingston.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. Today is the last installment of our survey of Juno Award nominees. The big night is this coming Sunday, the 29th. And before the break, we heard the first in our traditional roots category nominees. That was the BC group The Aerialists with the Shoemaker's Daughter set. We will continue now going to the opposite coast and Nova Scotia, and a pair of sisters who go by Cassie and Maggie. They are nominated for their album Gold and Coal. This is their second trip to the Junos. They were nominated in the same category, Traditional Roots Album, back in 2018 for the Willow Collection. And they are very well known in the roots and folk category. They blend Gaelic and English vocals along with instruments including piano, guitar, and fiddle. Golden Coal is their fifth album. It won or was nominated for a lot of folk awards over the past year. From Golden Coal, here are Cassie and Maggie with a song entitled, after one of my favorite American poets, Robert Frost.
The blowing
Cassie and Maggie and Robert Frost from their Juno-nominated album, Gold and Coal, and we will stay in Nova Scotia for the multi-instrumentalist Heather McIsaac, who is up for her debut album entitled The Moon's Daughter. Heather McIsaac has composed music largely as a part-time pastime over many years. She works on the bagpipes, on small pipes, whistle, piano, and voice. She hails from Antigonish and celebrates a Scottish Highland heritage. She has been a Highland dancer as well. So she has overcome, as the Juno site tells us, an early history of performance anxiety, so bravo Heather, and is now out with her debut album again. And here from The Moon's Daughter, we'll listen to Heather McIsaac and Finney's Lullaby, Alan the Moon, and Shelley's Request.
Thank you.
Heather McIsaac and a medley of Finney's Lullaby, Alan the Moon, and Shelley's Request. That is from Heather's debut album, The Moon's Daughter. We'll stay in Nova Scotia once again, but go out to Cape Breton Island for our next nominee, and that is the Mi'kmaq musician Morgan Toney. This is his second trip to the Junos. He was previously nominated in the category of Best Traditional Roots Album in 2024, just 2 years ago, for an album called Resilience. This year's nominee from him is called Heal the Divide, and we will listen to a track from that called The Calling. Morgan Toney.
O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds, hear me, for I am young, small, and weak. I need your strength and wisdom, O Great One, not to be superior to my brothers and sisters, but to conquer my greatest enemy, myself. I seek wisdom, the lessons you have hidden in every leaf and rock, so that I may learn to carry this message of life and hope for my people. May my hands respect the many beautiful things you have made. My ears be sharp to hear your voice, and may I always walk in your beauty, and let my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunsets. So when life fades like the setting sun, my spirit will come to you without shame, not liege.
Morgan Toney and The Calling, the fourth of our nominees for the Juno in the traditional roots category. This is a category that is definitely bi-coastal. Our first was from BC. We then have had three from Nova Scotia. Back out to BC for the last nominee in this category. And that is the debut album from a group calling itself the Southern Residents. Southern Residents normally denotes a subspecies of orca, or killer whale, one on the endangered species. In this case, the Southern Residents consists of a couple of musicians, Adrian Dolan and Tom Taylor, and they have put together a band consisting of others such as the violinist Daniel Lapp, the vocalist Gene Tolmy, and the banjo player Shanti Bremer. They have added a couple of others, the bassist Scott White. And so they have put together a debut album from this. It's a folk slash American traditional music kind of mix. The album is called Folk Signals, haha. Let's listen to The Southern Residents and My Dying Bed. was the BC-based group The Southern Residents and My Dying Bed from their album Folk Signals. That's the last of the nominees in the traditional roots category. Now on to the contemporary roots albums. We will not have time to squeeze all of them in. Anybody I don't get to in the remaining few minutes of today's show, I will put on next week, which will be a little bit after the fact, since the Junos will have been the night before. But nonetheless, we do want to give them a listen on the show. So for today, I'm going to begin this category with a Manitoban, my home province, and that is William Prince, who grew up on the Peguis First Nation in Selkirk, Manitoba, and is now based in Winnipeg. And William has been nominated here for an album entitled Further From the Country. This is his sixth nomination at the Junos. He was nominated in 2024 for Songwriter of the Year, for Contemporary Roots Album of the Year, and in 2021 for Contemporary Roots Album of the Year, 2017 Indigenous Music Album of the Year, and also Contemporary Roots Album of the Year in that same year. He actually has two award wins previously, both in the Contemporary Roots Album of the Year category. We featured him indeed on this program exactly 2 years ago for the album Stand in the Joy, and that won that year, as did his album Earthly Days in 2017. So let's hear William Prince from Further From the Country. Here is The Charmer.
Goes being so sweet to the waitress again. Honey, what's your name and where you been? All his life, sitting across the table from his children and his wife. Such a charmer, what an honor this is. Underneath his arm, you should be proud to be his. If you're gonna leave, go ahead, get on with it. All your life. Am I hate to bother you? Their TV for my father's room. I'll pay now the full 72, I guess. Watch yourself by the hanging wire. Fluorescent light and the squeaky tile. Guess it's gonna be a while before the charmer rides again. Coach the baseball team. Division 9, youngest son, 3 times a week. 92 world champions of the Dairy Queen. Am I hate to bother you? There a TV for my father's room. I'll pay now the full 72, I guess. Watch yourself by the hanging wire. Fluorescent light and the squeaky tile. Guess it's gonna be a while before
the charm arrives again. Said you had to live a dead man's dream. Shake every hand, see everything he's seen. I'll just smoke and put on the record machine.
That was William Prince from Winnipeg and The Charmer from his Juno-nominated album Further From the Country. That will have to do it for today. We have left four nominated artists unheard in our series so far, and I will feature them next week, even if it is actually a little late from the awards. I think I may have to start this a week earlier next year. I did pick some fairly longish tracks for some of our categories, which is why we didn't quite get through everything. So next week we will hear from Mariel Buckley, Matt Anderson, Nolene Hoffman, and the young novelists, the remaining four nominees in the Contemporary Roots category. And I hope you've enjoyed this fourth installment of our annual Dark Glasses survey of Juno nominated albums. I will be back next week with more music here on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf. The show is Dark Glasses. It is finally beginning to look like spring out there, but still a little chilly, so continue to bundle up, keep warm, and stay safe.
So I can forget my name while you...
Hey everyone, my name is Aiden, and I got something new for you. From 80s Korean to Taiwanese shoegaze and Japanese Vocaloid, I'll be curating you to the deepest corners of the East Asian music scene. At Warigari on CFRC 101.9 FM, music never stays in one place for long. I'll see you Monday, 3 p.m. 다음에 또 만나요. I'll see ya. Hello, everyone. You are now listening to Warigari Radio at CFRC 101.9 FM, where music never stays at one place for long, delivering you to every corners of the Asian music scene. Today, we are doing some